By slapping tariffs on steel imports, the president made good on campaign promises to stand up for the U.S. steel industry. Many say he defeated Al Gore in West Virginia because of support from that state's steel workers. They resented the Clinton administration's refusal to investigate charges of foreign steel dumping. But Mr. Bush's defenders insist he did not impose tariffs in order to bolster support in steelmaking states. NPR's David Wellner reports.
When he explained his decision on steel yesterday to reporters, President Bush said he was simply abiding by the law.
We're a free trading nation, and in order to remain a free trading nation, we must enforce law. And it's exactly what I did.
But the president was also clearly under pressure from steelmaking states, where ads like this one have been playing on radio stations.
Steel is an important job issue. It's also an important national security issue.
I'll never forget the day President Bush came and talked with us steelworkers. He gave us hope, not just for our jobs, but for whole communities. The president understands what's been happening in steel country.
The ad, paid for by a group called Stand Up for Steel, ends by telling listeners to call the White House. But Senator Arlen Specter, a Pennsylvania Republican who favors steel tariffs, insists the president did not act out of political considerations.
You cannot separate anything which is done in Washington from political consequences. But I believe that the president did not have that in mind when he made his decision.
Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle simply said the president made a good decision.
I don't know what the politics of it are. I do know this, that it was the right thing to do. He supported an industry that direly needs support at this point, and I'm pleased that he has done so.
But other Democrats said the president did not go far enough. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin was one of them.
The American steel industry is drowning 40 feet offshore. The president has thrown them a 30-foot rope. Now, if this is the first move by the president, it's a good one. If it's the only move to deal with this problem, I'm afraid it's not going to be adequate.
Champions of free trade also questioned the president's decision. Senator Charles Grassley, an Iowa Republican, predicted undesired consequences for other parts of the U.S. economy.
Europe is going to be one of the first units to retaliate against the United States, and they just love to retaliate on agricultural products. And obviously, for a country that already has very low grain prices, for instance, it's going to be even more difficult for us.
For presidential scholar James Thurber of American University, this decision recalled the dilemma the president faced last summer on stem cell research. But while Thurber says Mr. Bush managed not to alienate his conservative base with his stem cell decision,
this one is likely to split the base to a certain extent. I think that it's so far away for his election, it won't have a major impact, but it's likely to have an impact on some congressional races, and I think he has to worry about that.
Half a dozen congressional seats are highly competitive in steel states for next fall's midterm election. But Pennsylvania's Specter believes the president's decision will play well in his state's steelmaking centers.
There's going to be a real upsurge. Pittsburgh's going to be a happy town tonight, and so is Steelton, and so will Bethlehem and a lot of other cities, and it's going to help the economy.
And it just may help Republicans at those cities' polls, too. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.